You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 16th of December 2025 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we're going to have a bit of a continuation on the theme we started yesterday, which was the threats that diversity now poses to just civil law and order, particularly at the time of our religious holidays. Yesterday we talked about the Christmas markets and how a lot of them are having to close down because the cost of providing security for them is too expensive and the government are not able to afford the amount of money it costs to protect their citizens from potential Islamist inspired attacks. And today we're going to talk about France, which has not just cancelled a Christmas market, but literally cancelled New Year's Eve for the whole of France. This article comes from the New York Post, and the title says, "Party is over, Paris. Fearful French cancel New Year's Eve concert on Champs-Élysées as migrant violence grows." So once again, it's a symptom of the multicultural society. The normally proud and defiant French are waving the white flag in the face of migrant terror. Paris has shockingly decided to dim the lights on its annual New Year's Eve fete along the iconic Champs-Élysées. The massive midnight concert that drew a jubilant crowd of 1 million people last year, with the festivities having drawn throngs to the, quote, most beautiful avenue in the world for 6 decades, has been scrapped and replaced by a pre-recorded video to be viewed in the safety and comfort of French living rooms. This is where it all ends up. Everybody just ends up cowering at home because they're too frightened to go out, because if they go out, they could become a white victim of the non-white criminals that our governments have imported into the country. And of course, I'm not saying all non-whites are criminals, but there is a criminal element among them, and any attacks they carry out upon white people would never have been able to happen if it wasn't for the government's immigration policy, bringing them into our countries. And this is a huge concert. You think 1 million people are used to going to this. This is the equivalent of Sadiq Khan banning New Year's Eve in London for Londoners to go to out of fear that there could be an Islamist-inspired attack. So this policy of promoting diversity is now massively impacting on every aspect of our lives. Not just fearful walking down an alley, not just fearful walking past groups that might be speaking another language, but actually too fearful to go out and celebrate on New Year's Eve, which is right in the middle of the Christmas week when everybody is supposed to be filled with good cheer and love for their fellow man. That's what Christmas is about. And instead of feeling full of love for their fellow man, we're being told we have to be frightened and stay at home because there could be an Islamist terror attack. The fireworks will still illuminate the Arc de Triomphe when the clock strikes 12, but with officials urging revelers to watch on television rather than in person, the soiree will be a far cry from the famed French joie de vivre of years past. Of course, there's going to be no live concert, is there? The famed avenue has become a flashpoint of violence lately, with throngs of young, mostly Muslim, migrants streaming in from Paris's infamous suburbs at night, looking for trouble, looting luxe stores and brawling with Parisians and police. So what they're saying there, throngs of these people are streaming into that part of the city, and they're mostly Muslim. So all of these people that are causing these problems, I dare say, wouldn't even be in the country if it wasn't for the immigration policy. I mean, they're not saying that there are white people that are doing this, that are involved in this. They're saying it's mostly Muslim. And this is a mainstream source. It's the New York Post. The Paris police, which pressed the mayor to scrap the concert, cited security concerns such as unpredictable crowd movements without going into details. But critics loudly blamed France's open-door immigration policies. And that's great, because they're saying the critics are not blaming the migrants themselves. They are blaming their government for importing the migrants. And of course, the government's response to that is to shout racist at the person that's pointing this out and claim that they just hate the colour of people's skin, when in actual fact, people want to change our government's policy. That's why we talk about these things. That's why we draw attention to it, because we don't want to see any more people harmed. It's got nothing to do with hating the colour of people's skin. It's obvious that this is the result of massive, unvetted Muslim immigration into Europe, said Daniel DiMartino, an emigration fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And I dare say that Muslim countries have probably seen a vast improvement over the last 10, 15 years, as all the people that they don't want in their countries are leaving their countries and coming into Europe. Just as Europe goes down, I think these Muslim countries will probably be going up, because they will have less rapists and less troublemakers in their countries, because they all want to come to Europe. It's like Disneyland for them. The women walk around and they're walking around naked because they're not covered in a burqa. And we've turned Europe into a magnet for these people to come over to our countries, for the very worst of them to come over to our countries. And this is the end result. We cannot any longer have these great get-togethers where a million of us get together to have a party on New Year's Eve, and when we have to cancel that. Western Europe has had a terrorism problem for many years now, he said. And that has been exacerbated because of unvetted Islamic immigration as a result of the refugee crisis of over a decade ago. Well, it didn't stop a decade ago. It's just been continuing, hasn't it? And it's not just the refugees that are coming over. It's also legal people that come over. I think under Boris Johnson, it was about 1 million people that came over legally. 650,000, I think, was the net migration. But the gross migration was about 1 million people. It's only about 40,000 that come in every year illegally. It's just dwarfed by the size of the people that come in legally. So this wasn't just as a result of the refugee crisis. And you also have second-generation immigrants. One of the things they discovered about the people that were going off to join Islamic State, they weren't people from countries like Pakistan. There were people that had actually been born in Britain and born in Europe, second generation. And where their parents had a more liberal view of Islam, they had reacted to that by taking on a more extreme view of Islam. If you look back 40 years ago, you wouldn't see people walking around in Afghan national dress or Pakistani national dress or burqas. They would be wearing suits and ties. Whereas today, they will wear their national dress because they are reverting more to their culture than the first migrants were when they came to Britain, who tried to fit in with British culture. And this is one of the civic nationalist arguments, is that people aren't assimilating. And that's the cause of the problems, is that they aren't assimilating. But why would you want to throw away your culture? That's your heritage. Why would you want to assimilate? It's not a good thing, is it, to get rid of your ancestral inheritance? We might be told it's a good thing as Europeans to throw away our inheritance. But if you look at it logically, it's not a good thing to do. And we shouldn't be encouraging others to do it either. Just because we make a silly mistake of doing it, we shouldn't wish that on other people. It's not to say that that excuses Islamic terror attacks, but one of the correlations to that is ethnic minorities associating more with their original culture that their parents came from, despite them actually being born in Britain or born in Europe. Even open-air Christmas markets are being treated as high-risk targets by France's interior minister. In an urgent letter to state officials, he warned of a very high terror threat, citing groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and ordered beefed-up police presence at Christmas markets and to restrict vehicle access and mobilise intelligence agencies. And again, I mean, how much money does that cost? How many resources is it going to use up to put all these police presence there, to mobilise the intelligence agencies, put up bollards? This is on top of the usual measures that have to be put in place to force diversity on everyone, locking people up for what they say when they express themselves, when they express their distaste at what the government are doing, and then locking people up. That costs a lot of money as well. It must have cost them over $1 million to do this investigation of me and to then lock me up for a year. They poured untold amount of resources into that. And all I'm concerned about is the threat that I see of coming in the future, the hazard that I see coming towards us in the future due to our government's policies. It's not about hating other groups. It's about concern about your own group. Christmas markets are popular and symbolic gathering places that are likely to be targeted by violent or politically motivated attacks, said Laurent Nunez. Nunez cited the 2018 Strasbourg Christmas market attack, where 29-year-old Sherif Chekat, a French-Moroccan gangster jihadist, opened fire as he yelled Allah Akbar, killing 5 people and wounding 11. Police shot him down after a 2-day manhunt. According to the minister, 6 terrorist plots have been thwarted to date in 2025 in France. And this one with the Moroccan, he wasn't even mentioned in yesterday's podcast when it was talking about this Saudi attacker that had killed loads of people at a German Christmas market. When you read the propaganda of terrorist groups, Christmas markets are targets, as are law enforcement officers, as are places of worship of the Jewish community, as are a number of public institutions, he said on French television. The problem is you just don't know who it is that's going to be carrying these things out, do you? Probably most of the Muslims aren't going to carry these sorts of things out, but some of them are. And you can't lock them all up. You can't round them all up and lock them all up because of something, a risk that only a few prevent. So we're in quite a bit of a pickle created by our governments by inviting these people into our countries and facilitating all of this. It's like if you knew that there was going to be 2 sweets laced with cyanide in a sweetie jar, you wouldn't keep eating from the sweetie jar, would you? You would put that sweetie jar to one side and say, no, that's dangerous. Yes, 98 of those sweeties might be perfectly fine, but 2 of them have got cyanide in them, so we'll just leave that jar. But you can't do that now because we've invited all these people into the country. We can't keep them out. What we could do is prevent any more coming in, which is what Donald Trump talks about doing, particularly from the most dangerous countries. But as I've said before, the economic system that we have, because it's based on usury, it constantly requires inflation. It constantly requires more and more people to come into the country so that they use more and more money, so that there's more and more money in circulation to pay back the interest on the previous debts. That's what it all boils down to, is the economical system that we ended up using. And again, that doesn't actually come from within white people either. The financial system is something that Jews have always been working on and operating in ever since Babylon. And this is another topic, really, but the system that we have, it functioned very well for the royalty and the elites, and it also functioned very well for Jews. And we ended up with this system. It ended up with fractional reserve banking and lending and usury, and we didn't have any of that up until, well, in Britain we didn't have any of that until about the 13th century, the 14th century. Usury was outlawed. Even the Latin writers, when they wrote about the Germanic tribes, said that they didn't engage in usury. It was a sin to engage in usury, just the same as it is in Christianity. That because of our greed, or the greed of certain of the people among us, but don't forget, we're all pretty much equal. We can all fall to temptation, no matter who we are. Because of greed, we brought in usury into the banking system, and the end result of that is that the money in circulation has to constantly be inflated, constantly has to be more and more going into it, and the only way you can do that is by having more and more people. So that is the root of the problem. And then when they import people from the third world and from cultures that are very, very different to our own, you also import in the problems that they have in that part of the world. Problems such as Islamic extremism. Unfortunately, in France, there is such a turn towards savagery that everything becomes a pretext for violence, said politician Bruno Retailleau, head of Les Républicains and former interior minister, slamming the scrapped New Year's Eve plans as capitulation. But violence has been increasing in the City of Lights. And remember, right at the start of this article, it said it was predominantly Muslims that causing this violence. Last year, we had more scares in 2 hours of New Year's Eve celebrations on the Champs-Élysées than in 3 weeks of the Olympic Games, a police commissioner told France Info. So it becomes a massive magnet for violent crime. That December 31st, nearly 984 cars were torched and 420 people arrested in what police called senseless and endemic violence. And this is a subject that we've covered pretty much every New Year's Day here at Radio Albion, ever since I can remember, is this tradition that they have in France in the areas that are majority migrant, where they just set fire to cars as a way of celebrating the fact that it's New Year. They just torch things. And it's become a French tradition. And they don't understand why these migrants do it, but it causes all sorts of problems. You can imagine all these cars just being set fire to. 984 cars on one night. These acts of violence are the product of a descent into savagery, the interior minister said at the time, denouncing what he called cowards and thugs who attack the property of often modest French citizens. So this isn't like attacking the rich. This is just setting fire to all the cars in the street. Last month, Le Monde reported that France is dealing with a new generation of younger, less experienced and more unpredictable jihadists. So they haven't managed to stop this problem. It's generational. These people don't suddenly become model French citizens after they've been living in France. They, in actual fact, they become more radicalized after living in France and seeing what France is like. The 6 thwarted attacks this year were plotted by terrorists who were between 17 and 22. And I do wonder if these Islamic terrorists were like the alleged right-wing extremist terrorists. And a lot of them are autistic or they have mental problems. And I wonder if it's the same with these Islamic ones, whether the intelligence services get involved and that's how they find out about these plots, because they're actually involved in forming the plot in the first place. Europe simply welcomed millions of people who were Muslim, who were not highly educated, and who bought into terrorist ideology and are willing to commit terrorist acts and have a culture that is incompatible with Christianity, Di Martino said. And some of them actually hate Christianity, and that's why they target Christmas markets. Literally millions of people that have been, as it says here, who were welcomed. Europe welcomed them into Europe. Just since 2015, there were people at the airports, at the ports, at the docks, signs, refugees are welcome here. And this is the end result of that. You get New Year's Eve celebrations in Paris. He says they're much less educated and they're much more Islamic. The children of those immigrants are not integrated into the rest of society. They are still living in ethnic enclaves there. They don't have high employment rates. They are actually much more likely to be out of a job. So they are much poorer. And of course, that's what the people on the left will say. They say, oh, well, this is a problem because they're not employed. We just need to get these people jobs. Oh, and they don't have the qualifications to get the jobs. Well, we need to have diversity quotas then. And we need to just give them the job, even if they're not actually up to the task. And that's when you then end up with all sorts of other problems occurring due to diversity quotas, where you have people in important roles that aren't actually capable of doing the job. And the only reason they're in that role is because of what race they are or what religion they are. So New Year's Eve has been cancelled in Paris. And this article here, talking about the setting fire to cars and all the rest of it that went on, it reminded me of this appalling New Year's Eve that we had a few years back, where mass rapes and mass sexual assaults occurred. And this was in the same year that Angela Merkel opened up Germany, and the same year that was being talked about here, where Europe just opened up all its borders and welcomed anybody that said that they were Syrian into the continent. And this was the end result. And we'll look at the BBC's reporting of this at first. And the title is Germany Shocked by Cologne New Year Gang Assaults on Women. The mayor of Cologne has summoned police for crisis talks after about 80 women reported sexual assaults and muggings by men on New Year's Eve. So they're just saying it's only 80 women there. The scale of the attacks on women at the city's central railway station has shocked Germany. About 1,000 drunk and aggressive young men were involved. So no mention of Muslims there, no mention of migrants. The fact that they're drunk sort of implies that they're not Muslim because they're drinking alcohol. City Police Chief Wolfgang Albers called it a completely new dimension of crime. The men were of Arab or North African appearance, he said. So the police chief did admit what was going on. Women were also targeted in Hamburg, but the Cologne assaults near the city's iconic cathedral were the most serious, German media report. At least one woman was raped and many were groped. Most of the crimes reported to police were robberies. A volunteer policewoman was among those sexually molested. So that's the way that the BBC reported this. And you imagine you're bringing these people in from Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan. They're used to seeing women in burqas. And they go out in the middle of Germany on New Year's Eve and they see all the women out there in their scanty clothes, all dressed up to the nines. And they can't withhold themselves. They can't stop themselves. They just fall upon these women. They start groping them. They start sexually assaulting them because that's the culture that they're from. If you see somebody that's not covered up, then they're effectively asking for it. That's the way that these people think. And that's the gist of what they will actually say in court. Remember, we quoted one last week who was in court for leading a gang rape. And his answer to this was, well, what man wouldn't have done that? Because that's how they feel when they see what they perceive to be naked European women. So this was just a asking to happen, basically. And this is what nationalists were warning about, is that something horrific like this would happen. So there's the BBC saying it was about 80 people and it was mostly robberies. If we go to Wikipedia, they have a whole page on this, New Year's Eve sexual assaults. By January 2016, the number of complaints and reports of sexual offences concerning last New Year's Eve in Cologne totaled 433. By 15th of February, the number of complaints had risen to 467. As of 18th of March, the Cologne public prosecutor reported 1,139 crime complaints filed concerning New Year's Eve. 485 of them were sexual offences. By 6th of April, the total number of reported crimes on Cologne's New Year's night was 1,529. A total of 1,218 victims were involved. 529 of them were victims of sexual offences. In July 2016, the German Federal Criminal Police estimated that around 650 women had been sexually assaulted in Cologne on the New Year's Eve. But by the 25th of November that year, 509 sexual offences had been reported concerning New Year's Eve, and among them were 22 rapes. So, I mean, that is just a massive amount of rape and sexual assault that went on. Do you think any of that would have happened if all the people that have been in Cologne had been white? None of that would have happened. I don't think there would have even been one rape, let alone rape and sexual assault on a massive scale like this. And what's going on there is the people that saw this going on, they condoned it. They were taking part in it. Just like the recent Afghan rape of a girl in Britain last week that they were condemned for. There was two of them. One of them called his friend over, and his friend didn't say, well, what do you think you're doing? His friend joined in. And that's what went on at this, at Cologne, on this New Year's Eve at Cologne. So you either go out and you get the risk of massive sexual assaults or rapes, or you don't go out because there's a threat of Islamic extremism. So France shuts down its New Year's Eve celebrations. And in Germany, if you go out for the New Year's Eve celebrations and you're female, you're running a risk of being sexually assaulted and raped. And the people that talk about these things, the people that draw attention to these problems, apparently we're the problem. We're the ones that need to be locked up for drawing attention to this. We shouldn't be complaining about this. We should just be silent about it and talk about what a wonderful strength diversity is and how much we love multiculturalism. And if you say different, then you're running the risk of being locked up. So I feel sorry for the French not being able to have their New Year's Eve. And I certainly feel sorry for all the young women that were sexually abused when they went out on New Year's Eve. We have to remember that the people that are truly at fault for this are the governments for opening up the borders and allowing these people into our countries that they knew that these people were going to behave like this. It's not like they had no idea what these people were like. They all have intelligence agencies. Every European country has an intelligence agency and knows what's going on in the rest of the world. And yet our chosen representatives, our elected representatives, just allow this to go on, and it will continue to go on until you get nationalist politicians in government that can put a stop to it, or at least start trying to reduce the numbers that are coming in and police the people that are here in a more effective manner. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.